It's Chris Krohn, CastQD Radio, on the Camino de Santiago, the final day. As you can hear, if you can, the rain is pelting down. We're coming out of a forest. We're going into an open field. The wind is blowing the rain at us. And we are now about 10 miles from Santiago. And we are... We, meaning I'm traveling with two other people. We have our headlamps on because it's still dark. We're stepping in puddles and streams, and it's, I don't know, St. James might not want us to come to Santiago, or at least he's making it harder and harder. This is Chris Krohn for KSQD 90.7, KSQD.org, and we are on the Camino and in the middle of a rainstorm, just a few miles from Santiago. Okay, the rain continues. I'm stepping over puddles the size of small lakes. We are 14 kilometers, probably about 8 miles from Santiago. The rain continues to fall. We're being passed by a couple of Portuguese pilgrims. We had a couple Spanish pilgrims before, but not many people have passed us this morning. We've been at it for an hour and a half, 2 hours, ready for our second coffee, if there was one. I'm not sure where it is, but we slog on. I'm traveling with two Italian women, and we've been traveling for last 100 miles or so, walking, being a presence for each other, support system. That's the way it is here on the Camino. There's a Camino family, and it's a big family, and there's parts of the family that you family with from time to time as you walk, and it's makes it a lot more fun and meaningful. So, I don't know, as the wind whips the rain in my face, this is Chris Krohn for KSQD 90.7 and KSQD.org on the road to Santiago de Compostela.